From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton scored major victories Tuesday in the latest round of U.S. presidential primaries. Trump won all five contests in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Clinton won victories in four of the five states, but lost in Rhode Island to rival Bernie Sanders. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Donald Trump moved another step closer to the Republican Party's presidential nomination with a clean sweep of the five primaries on Tuesday, capturing the lion's share of the 172 Republican delegates at stake.
But we're going to have our country back. We're going to make America great again. And I just want to tell you, for the five states, I am so honored. This was, to me, our biggest night because it shows such diversity.
Trump said he now considers himself the presumptive Republican nominee. In the Democratic race, frontrunner Hillary Clinton scored major victories in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware, another step toward nailing down her party's presidential nomination. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam is expected to appear in a French courtroom just hours after he was hastily handed over by Belgian authorities. The timing of the transfer Wednesday was apparently sudden, with Abdeslam's lawyer, Frank Bertrand, rushing from Lille to Paris to meet with his client. Abdeslam was the only alleged attacker who survived the Paris attacks and could be a vital participant in helping authorities piece together the events of November 13, 2015. VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban has confirmed it has sent a high-level delegation to Islamabad for talks with Pakistani officials, saying it hopes the visit will have fruitful results and be in the interest of both countries. A spokesman for the Islamist insurgency told VOA on Wednesday the Taliban delegation has traveled from its political office in Qatar to hold the discussions in the light of close relations, long border and commercial transactions between the two neighboring countries. Diplomatic sources say the Taliban delegation is on a mission for exploratory discussions as part of Islamabad's efforts to facilitate peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. A Washington watchdog group concludes freedom of the press declined across the globe last year to its lowest point in more than a decade. Freedom House said in a new report Wednesday that only one in seven people across the globe lives in countries where coverage of political news is robust, journalist safety is guaranteed, there is minimal state intrusion in the media's affairs, and the media are not subject to onerous legal or economic pressures. Jennifer Dunham, the report's research director, tells VOA authoritarian rulers and terrorist groups throughout the world are cracking down on journalists' independent reporting. The future of hundreds of detainees held in an Australian-run migrant camp in Papua New Guinea is in limbo after a court ruled the facility was operating illegally. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
A panel of five judges at Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court has ordered that immediate steps be taken to end the detention of asylum seekers in the Australian-sponsored camp on Manus Island. The court said that the 850 male detainees were being held illegally because their freedom of movement was being restricted. The judges insisted that the detention breached their fundamental human rights, as guaranteed by various international treaties and the Papua New Guinea Constitution. In response, the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill announced Wednesday that the centre would be closed and that Australia would have to make alternative arrangements for detainees on Manus Island. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday, pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy coalition airstrikes. The offensive had stalled for several weeks after Iraqi forces met stiff resistance after managing to retake just three of an original target of eight villages from Islamic State fighters. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.